This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, that's perfect. You know that? That's Stone Cold Steve Austin, Angel. Is this how Kevin's walking around outside the stadium because CSU media, CSU's locking out media this week? Kevin Lytle, my friend, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Brady. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. See, a bummer of a game for Colorado State. The loss is one thing, losing to Utah State. Of course, as we've talked about, the way this team lost, another big-time special teams issue, kind of has everybody on lockdown right now. We saw your tweet a couple days ago. CSU football side of things said no media this week.
Yeah, definitely. They've kind of locked things down after the Monday press conference. No access Tuesday or Wednesday, which, you know, like I said, basically just hurts fans who just want info about the team. But anyway, we're heading into Saturday and a really, really big game. And yeah, you're right, that ending at Utah State, pretty wild finish and a really weird game overall.
Yeah, it really was. And again, the Rams found themselves in a position to win. Todd Senteo, a heck of a drive to get down there. They get the first down. We know how it goes. They didn't spike it. I would add, you know, any more clarity on that? Did anybody tell the kicking team to run out? Did you get any more Monday? Because again, I know nothing much after the fact.
Yeah, everything Steve Addazio said both post-game and then again Monday was that the call to send the unit, field goal unit, on was never made. Basically, they were there and ready in case, you know, the third down pass, if it ended up short of a first, they obviously would have had to rush on because the clock would have been ticking. But they kind of went on Monday, Addazio said, needed more sideline restraint, which obviously could mean kind of several different things, but still said that the call was never made. You know, he calls it, it's the Mayday call for them, is the kind of rushed field goal unit. So yeah, just kind of a chaotic, weird mishap that, you know, as we've said, is kind of unacceptable. You have to be ready for that situation. They did get a field goal off. Frankly, they were lucky that the refs didn't flag it because, you know, the Ken Camper, the kicker, was moving forward at the time of the snap. The offensive line wasn't set. Also, it could have been a flag, which would have led to a runoff, a 10-second runoff anyway. But clearly that the rushed, hurriedness of the field goal definitely affected Camper. And he was still pretty close. It wasn't like he terribly shanked it, but pulled it wide left.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It wasn't that bad of a kick. But, you know, you think, man, he's been rolling, too. He's been so hot as far as kicking field goals. You think, man, maybe if he had some time just to ease out there and do the regular routine of kicking a field goal, maybe he makes that thing. It's so tough, too, because I get it. I'm the same way. I tweeted right after the game, hey, who's the special teams coach again? Talking about Addazio. But On the player's side of it, I guess I scratch my head. I know it was chaotic. I know it was nuts. But it's like, your Division I football players, you'd think they'd see the first down and go, okay, we're going to spike it. We have some time. But again, chaos.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, maybe the untold bit of the story of is exactly how it went down. You know, what was there maybe a call that someone, you know, unauthorized to make the call made? Was there, you know, I've wondered if there's almost body language, you know, if someone was kind of holding the kick unit back and then sort of let their arms down and they thought that was the signal. Obviously, like I say, just clear miscommunication. And, yeah, obviously the players should know that's the first down and everything. You know, if you watch the video, it's very clear that Senteo and the offense are planning to spike the ball. You know, they're rushing up to the line. Then you can kind of see Senteo look over, see that at that point, Ken Camper was behind him. It was like Senteo was under center, and Camper was in a shotgun snap, and it's like, uh-oh. And he basically realized, like, oh, boy, I better get off the field here real quick. So yeah, clearly miscommunication, and like I say, that, you know, that goes back to the preparation of it. Obviously, not everyone was on the same page there, and yeah, clearly needed to be.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, it's been tense, it seems like, between Colorado State football, Coach Addazio, yourself specifically, other media members. It just seems like it's been intense this year. And I know sometimes when you're losing, of course, when they were 0-2, things were really crazy. But it just seems like things are so much different than they were under Coach Bobo as far as his football program.
Yeah, I'd say there's definitely some tenseness. You know, it's pretty clear that this staff as a whole is very aware of what's being written and said about them and everything. And like you say, obviously, when teams are losing, things are less rosy. And in some ways, I think we've seen that they like to use that as motivation. You know, go to the team and say, hey, look, it's us against us against the world. That mindset. And so, kind of use that in some ways too. And, whatever, teams that want to use whatever kind of mindset tricks they want to use, that makes sense. That's fine. But, it's also one of those where there's plenty of, good positive things that are, written and said as well. And they probably don't make as much of a big deal about those either as well. So, I doubt they're in the locker room saying, hey, look at this great Ryan Stonehouse feature or whatever. Always have to work Stoney in. It's one of those. It's kind of a roller coaster this season so far. Some pretty bad and some really good. And we're just 7 weeks in. It's been very up and down.
Yeah, it really has. And Kevin, for you, what's more interesting about this for me watching this is you have always been, in my opinion, kind of the – the good go-between. You're going to write critical stuff of the Rams when they're, when criticism is warranted. But you had a good relationship with the coaches, with the guys, the sports and information people. So that's why this year it's like, wow, it definitely seems to have a different feel. Now, I don't get to get out to practice because of my radio show, but it does seem like it's a little bit tighter. And that's why it's shocking with me looking at your side of it. You've always seemed to kind of be that good go-between.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I try and do. I mean, have to say what's going on and be fair about that. But, some people like say, they're out to get them, want them to lose, whatever. It's like, man, we don't want teams to lose. It's much better to cover. There's much more interest from readers when teams are winning. So that couldn't be further from the truth. But, it's like I say, some people, want to just see the negative side and, only remember, the quote-unquote negative stories. And, I still feel like always doing both. I mean, just today published a story about how great the crowds have been and how great the energy around the stadium has been. So, even with everything, going on, it's still both sides happen and some people want to see it, some people don't, and continue to just be out there. That's what I'll say. We're there, win, lose, everything. We were the only outlet at Iowa when CSU lost to Iowa. We were the only outlet at Toledo when CSU beat Toledo. We were the only outlet down at the basketball NIT in Texas last spring. So, we're always there. Win or lose, we're going to be, covering the Rams.
Yeah, and you've been doing it for quite some time. Do you foresee this being a new norm for football? They don't have media there, or is this just a Boise State week? We're frustrated. We're just going to do it this week.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it would go on for too long. That would frankly become problematic if it did, because it's a public university, a coach paid by a public university, and a university that prides itself on what it says is transparency. So if it were to continue for a long time, that would certainly become problematic, but I don't necessarily expect that. I haven't been told that it this is a new standard or anything, so we'll see. But yeah, I think Boise week especially, this is a really big one for the Rams. Never beat Boise State. Obviously, that would be a huge streak to snap.
It would change a lot of things, wouldn't it? It does feel like the tone is back to, Addazio's back in the doghouse. I mean, you win some big games. You start you off 2-0 in the conference, and then you lose. And then the way you lose certainly has some people calling for Addazio's job again. But if you find a way at home to beat a team you've never beat before, I would imagine that that narrative changes back to more of a positive for Steve Addazio coming on Monday.
And a huge opportunity in the next 2 weeks. If you were to go 2-0, beat Boise for the first time, and then go up to Laramie and retain the bronze boot, things are feeling really good. You know, if you go 1-1, it's probably okay. I'm not even sure which way the 1-1 would be better for, you know, from a fan perspective. You could probably argue both sides. And then if you were to go 0-2, you know, that would be a very negative. But it's a great opportunity because, you know, Boise State is good. They're definitely not your vintage, you know, Fiesta Boise State or anything. Wyoming, frankly, looks like they're in chaos right now. So it's a really great opportunity for CSU here.
What do you think, man? Do you think this team does it? I mean, this is the most beatable Boise State team we've seen in a while, but I still worry because they've had a heck of a schedule too. So when you look at that 3-4 record, it's, you know, it's not like they've been playing, you know, bad teams. They've been playing some really good teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, I mean, they went into Provo and beat up Utah or BYU pretty good, and, you know, that's a pretty solid BYU team. So, yeah, Boise State is good. The thing that worries me in many ways for CSU is Boise's come off a bye, so they've had a week not only to prepare but also just rest and, you know, get some guys healthy. I'm sure we'll make our picks on the kickoff show later today, but right now I'm kind of leaning toward Boise, but I think it's going to be close, kind of like last week.
I think we're losing you, Kevin, on that note, but we're going to get you on the college football kickoff show. We'll get picks. We'll break everything down. And, hey, maybe the Rams win these next couple of games, and you and Steve Adazio, grab a beer or something and hug it out.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting 2 weeks. I'm excited to see what happens.
All right, my man. We'll see you soon. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, yeah, Rams lost to Utah State 26-24. We all know how it went down. Yeah, as long as this doesn't continue with the media thing, then you know what? I get it. I actually get it. More of a, hey, we're shutting it down. We're tired of talking about special teams. We're tired of that. We want to block out the outside noise. I personally think this is all the drama. I think it's great. I think it's great for CSU. You know, you want to talk about it. Oh, they're shutting out the media. What's going on over there? And then you go beat Boise. You follow it up with a win, though. You got to follow it up with a win. You beat Boise State. I think this kind of stuff is what helps grow. You want to have Kevin Lytle, who we really respect and appreciate on the show. You want to have him kind of be public enemy number one once in a while. I mean, some of the best writers, you know, you follow a team that has controversy even when they're winning. Saban's a controversial guy. The best writers are the ones that Nick Saban probably doesn't like.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
You know, it's the stories that are hard to write about and maybe not everyone wants to hear about, but it's a story.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, if it's all X's and O's and negatives on football stuff, then it's all harmless to me anyway. But I for one, I think this kind of stuff is great, and it's great for the radio show as well. Kevin Lytle will be back on the station today or tonight. We'll have the college football kickoff show. We'll be talking to Chris Abshire as well. We're going to break into some in-depth CSU football talk, so you're not going to want to miss that at 5 o'clock. This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.